Most productions of operas lead with the composer's name and ignore the writer. It's Puccini's La Bohème or Verdi's La Traviata. But a new opera, Complications Ensue, which opens tonight in Philadelphia, is being billed for its librettist. That's Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Michael R. Jackson. Jeff London explains.
Michael R. Jackson is best known for his Tony Award-winning musical A Strange Loop, about an overweight black gay man, which is funny, transgressive, and touching. He'd never written an opera before, so when Opera Philadelphia asked him if he'd write a piece with the cheeky title Complications Ensue, about a woman named Sue played mutely by cabaret artist Justin Vivian Bond, he jumped.
I had been seeking an opportunity to really stretch artistically and take a risk that's not inexorably tethered to commercial success.
And Complications Ensue is kind of a grand experiment which features 10 composers, from Missy Mazzoli to Cecile McLaurin-Salvant to Nico Muhly. Each one has written a scene from the 99 years of Sue's life, from birth to death. Some reflect Sue's inner life. Others are about characters observing her from the outside. There's the Angel of Death. There's AI, represented by a trio of singers. And Opera Philadelphia's general director, Anthony Roth Costanzo, says each composer only got their scene and nothing else.
I really was inspired by Exquisite Corpse, that game that the surrealists used to play in the 20s in Paris parlors, you know, where one would draw the head, one would draw the body, and one would draw the feet. And part of the point of that game is that somehow, in only drawing a portion of something, the unconscious emerges when you look at the whole thing.
Composer Missy Mazzoli was handed a scene with a depressed Santa Claus and a Mrs. Claus who reminds Santa that 10-year-old Sue believes in him, so he should shape up. She says she liked being part of the experiment.
This is a really great model for a way that opera can be made in the future. Not all the time.
Tying it all together is Justin Vivian Bond, who's on stage for almost the entire opera, while a protean group of 4 singers and a troupe of silent actors inhabit a stage illuminated by projections. Bond says she gets to wear 10 costumes designed by J.W. Anderson, creative director of Dior.
No, I start out as an angel showgirl with this fabulous outfit.
And though many of the scenes and ideas in Complications Ensue are comic or outré, the opera goes to deeper places, says Anthony Roth Costanzo.
I think mortality emerges as a kind of interesting theme just by virtue of the fact that you're going through the decades of someone's life.
Librettist Michael R. Jackson says somehow this unconventional birthing process has created a piece that holds together.
It really is truly a collage and kaleidoscope of scenes from one to the other. But what's interesting is that I don't think it ever feels particularly jarring. It's like you're on a roller coaster ride and you just kind of have to follow the peaks and valleys and twists and turns that happen.
Complications Ensue plays through this Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
This is NPR News.